Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty, and on Tuesday, June the 1st, the Texans completed their ninth OTA. Afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak discussed a lot of things, including the backup quarterback situation, the preparedness of Kareem Jackson, and much, much more.
How did your team look after a long weekend?
I thought we looked good defensively. We're sluggish offensively. We're not as sharp, I guess I should say. So, you know, give them a long weekend. We got to get going again here. We still got five good days of OTAs left. We got a lot of things we got to get accomplished, a lot of teaching we got to do. And so, you know, need to stay at it.
Ideally, I mean, where are they at compared to where you'd like them to be in these things?
You know, we're further along as a team. We're trying to get these young guys caught up is the biggest thing, so I'm probably judging it more and how far they are. You know, I think defensively our young kids are a little bit further along than some of these guys offensively. You know, like obviously Tate's been out, and we're trying to – Holiday's got to figure out how to play wide receiver in this league, you know. So he's struggling with that. And Smith, Shelley's been doing a good job, but – the bottom line is we got to get all these young guys caught up with what we're doing so they got a chance to be competitive in camp and try to earn a job.
What are your overall impressions of Holiday? You said he's struggling a little bit over.
You know, he is what we thought he was. I mean, as far as, you know, his talent and all that. But in this league, he's going to have to play wide receiver. So he's got a long, long way to go. He's way behind. He's got a long way to go to prove his team. He knows what the hell he's doing. And so... probably not a good day to ask me that question.
You say he's a long way behind. Like, what do you mean, like from like a runway?
Well, I don't know how much offense he played there, you know, from a standpoint of what was expected of him. But, you know, there are not many specialists in this business. You better know what you're doing across the board. So he's getting plenty of reps at wide receiver. We're down to seven guys right now as we work. And you know, he's going to have to prove these guys he's keeping up, knows what's going on.
Gary, you had a veteran quarterback like you did last year before camp. Are you okay with the group you have now going to camp?
Well, I'm fine with, you know, with Dan and Matt, obviously. You know, I'm trying to get a feel for Booty and take a look at Tyler also. I think we go to camp with three, maybe four, but I think it's going to be three with our tight end issue and having two kickers in camp. So we're losing some luxury right there. So I've got to, you know, got to make a decision between them two other kids.
How is Kareem, your first round pick? How has he progressed?
He's been good, Mark. He's, you know, he's way ahead of a lot of guys that have come in here that are young. He's been coached extremely well. So he's way ahead from that standpoint. You know, a lot's being asked of him. He's getting a ton of reps and he's working with the first group. So, but our expectations are very high of him. So that's what we got to do.
How beneficial is that? Because you say he's way ahead.
Well, I mean, Nick's a back end guy. And from a coaching standpoint, this kid's, you know, very well coached up. And, you know, some of the things that you know, you may have to work on knowing he already knows him. So David had a head start from that standpoint. But we knew that. And, I mean, that was one of the reasons we were so excited to get him.
Talk a little bit about the offensive line. Obviously, they did a great job last year when your offense is ranked as high as yours was. Tell me a little bit about it, those guys and that group.
Well, it's very competitive. You know, we weren't good enough running the ball, which is a big emphasis for this football team and what we're trying to do. But it's you know, we got two tackles that have been pretty solid players for a couple of years now. And inside, you know, we're very competitive, and that's why Wade was brought in here. Mike Brazel's missing some time now. He's had some issues, but it's going to be a very competitive situation throughout camp, and it'll be interesting to see if Caldwell and Chris and Stutter can hold those guys off because it's going to be very competitive.
Dwayne Brown was telling us that because of the offensive scheme, people think that they're a finesse group, but he said that's not really the case. Give me some of your...
I promise you we don't want to be a finesse group. You know, we threw the ball as well as anybody in football last year, but... You know, for our football team to function better and to win a few more games, we got to get more physical and find a way to control the football, especially at the end of games. So we're going to be committed to the run. We got to find a way to get better.
We also caught up with Ryan Motes, and he talked about the position battle at running back and how he is getting ready for it.
First of all, how are you feeling this year?
I'm good, man. Just trying to continue to work and try to get better at what I do.
What are you better with right now versus this time last year, maybe?
Well, I'm getting a little better with, you know, knowing everything and just being comfortable. That's kind of what I wanted to be, just to be so comfortable where you don't have to think. And that's kind of where I'm trying to progress towards.
There's always competition in the NFL, the spot no different. Can you just talk about, you know, the level of competition you're going up against with this backfield?
Well, I think you know, I know a lot of people like to say that we're competing against each other. I don't really think that's the case. I think you're competing against yourself. And in my case, I mean, I can't speak for everybody else, but I think I'm competing against myself and to get myself better.
So what do you have to do?
Just keep working, you know. be consistent at everything I do. I know everything. And eliminate, you know, every mistake that you can. I mean, of course, there will be mistakes, but you try to eliminate as much as you can.
What sort of stuff are the coaches saying to you?
Not too much, you know, just go to work, you know. That's what it's all about, and that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Some of that veteran savvy maybe coming in handy these days?
You know what, I'm just trying to put my head in the dirt and at the end of it look up and hope that I'm in the end zone.
Defensive end Connor Barwin is in year number 2 as a professional football player, and he discussed how his offseason went and what he did to get ready for 2010.
Well, it's a lot different, actually. You know, you got a lot less on your plate than you do as a rookie. And really, you're just more comfortable, so you can just play football and just think about, you know, what you have to do out here to get better.
Can you talk a little bit about what you did this offseason that was different than last offseason to prepare for the upcoming campaign?
Well, after the season, I took a break, which you never do going into your rookie year. But, you know, it was just a lot of the same thing. Different, you know, it's good that Sed's here. You know, I really like our new strength coach. He helped me a lot as far as getting strength. And then I just continue to do the boxing thing that I like doing in the offseason.
Talk a little bit more about that. What sort of stuff do you do on a daily basis?
Yeah, it's just, you know, I got a boxing coach back in Cincinnati that I work with. And it's just a full-body workout. You just go 3-minute rounds, maybe 5 to 10 rounds, and you just absolutely gas when it's done. And it's good for your whole, you know, upper body working with your lower body, and that really, you know, carries over when it goes to a pass rush.
Is it carried over as far as hand work wise?
Well, I think it's definitely carried over as far as my overall quickness, hands and feet, getting off the ball and then timing up my punches in a pass rush for sure.
We thank you so much for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I want you to stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.